النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. The dialogue that we are talking about is a relatively long dialogue that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has with one of his representatives and his companions from Ahwaz. In this dialogue, of course, they are talking about the difference between compulsion and free will and how the stance of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is a matter between the two of these things, meaning it is neither absolute compulsion nor is it absolute free will. Now, we've talked about many different points. The listeners should really refer to these different programs, even though each one in itself is separate from one another, but all of them together will give you a much better and clearer view of what is being said. And we're going in order in this conversation from top to bottom. Now, eventually, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had spoke about how we find traditions that are reliable, that are from the divinely appointed imams, which reach up to the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. These traditions that also are in conformity with the Holy Quran, and the Holy Quran actually proves and adds to and is a supplement, you know, to these traditions, meaning the Quran and these traditions are really one with one another. These traditions must be obeyed and they must be followed, and they are considered to be fundamental principles, right? And so after, you know, stating all of this, as well as the proof of the Holy Quran being untainted, so we continuously take the traditions and we compare them, we gauge them with the Holy Quran. When the Holy Quran, you know, which is untainted, it accepts and it conforms to these traditions, and they are one with one another, then these traditions have to be followed. So after making all of these very beautiful, logical, rational, two plus two equals four statements, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam then continues and he says that there is a statement from the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, which says, "Surely, as for those who speak evil things of Allah and His Messenger, Allah has cursed them in this world and the hereafter, and He has prepared for them a chastisement bringing disgrace." And so here he talks about this verse of the Holy Quran, and then he goes ahead and he brings in a tradition from the Messenger of Allah, which conforms to this statement that those who speak evil things of Allah and His Messenger, Allah has cursed them. And so he's only talking about Allah and the Messenger. That's what is in the Holy Quran. But then Imam Hadi alayhi salam brings a tradition from the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, which says, "He who harms Ali harms the Messenger, and he who harms the Messenger harms Allah, and whoever harms Allah is about to be revenged on by the Almighty Allah." And then Imam al-Hadi continues and brings another tradition. He says, "He who loves Ali loves the Messenger, and he who loves the Messenger loves Allah." And in this manner, the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, has connected Imam Ali alayhi salam to this verse of the Holy Quran, right, which talks about those who speak evil things of Allah and His Messenger will be cursed. And on the other hand, those who love Imam Ali and love the Messenger and love Allah, of course, Allah will love them back. And so this here is just this proof that the divinely appointed Imams are mentioned in the Holy Quran directly and indirectly, and this idea that the traditions and the Quran go hand in hand. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.